It is a good thing for us as a people to stop, to pause, to remember. Today is a day of remembrance, a time to think and give thanks for those that have served our country. And I think it is good for us to remember. In fact, the Bible causes us many times to remember. And often God would challenge his people to take time to remember. In fact, there are several occasions in the Old Testament that I want to draw your attention to for just a few moments, where God would call his people to remember that which had taken place that was significant within their nation. In fact, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, I want you to follow along as I begin in verse 4. For here we have God, through Moses, instructing the people to remember that which God would do once they would enter into the promised land. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on the gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, then thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." God said, "I have given to you the law." And his word was to be a sign within their home. It was to be kept before the people of God that they not forget that which God had done. If you go down to verse 20 and 25, he's going to continue on. And he's going to say, "And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What meaneth the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us." God said to the parents when they would enter in that there would come a time that their children would ask, "What meanest these things?" It is a good thing that we remember. And it is important that we understand that which God has done, that we might be able to share it to those who have never yet understood such sacrifice and such goodness of God. If you turn over to Joshua chapter 4 for a moment, in Joshua chapter 4, as the people now plan to enter into the promised land, God gives instruction to Joshua that as they cross over the river Jordan, that one man from each tribe is to take a stone. It wasn't a small stone, because he was to put it upon his shoulders and carry it out, that they might make a memorial. Joshua chapter 4, beginning in verse 4, we read these words, "Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe of man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and take up every man of you a stone upon his shoulders according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever." God did things throughout the nation of Israel that they would remember. To remember the good things that God has done. And we as a people ought to take time to remember. You know, throughout our nations, there are memorials that have been erected, that we might remember the things or remember those that have served. One of the greatest memories that I have from my elementary days was a trip that we took when I was in grade 5. The grades 5th and 6th went down to Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C., there are many memorials that remind us of the history of our nation. And for those of you who don't know, we are Americans, and this is still for us Veterans Day as well. And we remember those who served our country as well as those who served this one. But as we went to Washington, D.C. to the various memorials, and we took the tour through all of the memorials, none stood out to me as much as the time that we went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier there at Arlington National Cemetery, there to remember those who had died, and to mark and be a momentous and a reminder to those of us that there are some who died whose names never made it on a memorial, for they never returned. They are the unknown soldier. You know, those memorials are important to us. They are a value to us that we not forget. We enjoy as a nation freedom. Freedom to live and do as we please. Freedom to travel, to go where we want to go. Freedom to live the life we want to live. But that freedom came at a cost. It took the lives of men and women who were willing to give of themselves that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have. By the way, through their sacrifice, they purchased for us the freedom to serve our God. We have a religious freedom to be able to come today and gather and worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we come now to turn our attention to the Word of God, as we remember those who have served, I think it's important this morning that we not forget, as we have just sung, that you and I have been called to serve as well within the army of God. We are soldiers of the cross. And as a soldier of the cross, as one who is called to serve the King of Kings, the reality is we may suffer for his cause. But I want you to understand with me two things. Number one, God will remember you. And number two, he will reward. Let's bow together in a word of prayer, and then we're going to open our Bible to Hebrews chapter 6. I want to focus our thoughts that way, that God will remember and he will reward. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you today for this time, for the opportunity, Lord, to be able to gather together, to be able to study the Word of God, to be able to focus our thoughts upon the truth of his Word. We thank you, Lord, that he is one who knows our needs. Lord, that he understands what we have been called to do, for he has called us. And Lord, we have been given an opportunity to serve him. And as such, Lord, sometimes we forget that you are one who remembers your own. And Father, you have promised to reward us in our service for you. Well, thank you, Father, and praise you for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Open your Bible, please, to Hebrews chapter 6. I want you to look with me, if you would, at verse 10. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. I just want to focus on this one verse of Scripture this morning as we consider the fact that God remembers and God rewards. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye ministered to the saints and do minister." I think that's a wonderful verse as you and I are called to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 6, we are called to go on to perfection. We are called to go on in our service for him, that we would grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we would continue on and press on, that we would serve him. We are called to go on. And as we are called to run this race and to serve within the army of the King of Kings, God reminds us that he remembers us. You and I as Christians have been called to run the race. The race in which we are called to run at times is grueling. It is difficult. There are days that we feel like we will never make it, for the road seems to be too steep. How can we continue on in this race? How can we press on that we might win the prize? We're reminded that God remembers. We are called to be servants in the army of the Lord. We are called to fight in a spiritual battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now I remind you that our enemy compared to God is weak. He is nothing. But compared to you and I, sometimes he seems to be very powerful, and his devices seem to be so overwhelming. How can we continue on and live a life sustained in victory? The Bible does remind us that thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Bible gives us these wonderful reminders, these two I want you to think on with me this morning, that as we run the race, as we fight within the battle, God remembers you, and He will reward you. Again, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which He showed toward His name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Folks, our first motivation as we continue on in the service for the Lord is that our God remembers us. You know, it's easy for you and I as we serve the Lord to think that nobody knows what we do. Nobody sees and nobody cares. And we can think that all that I have done for God might have gone unnoticed or in vain. We even feel at times that God has forgotten us, that He has forgotten our good deeds. Yet the reminder of Hebrews calls us to remember this truth, that God remembers our work and our labor of love. Why? Because God is righteous. As righteous, that means that He and we can be assured that God will always do that which is right. He will remember those that are serving Him. And can I remind you this morning that God's memory is perfect? Ours is not. We forget. That's why we are so often called to remember. That's why God ordained for us, as we looked last week, to the Lord's table, that we would remember Him till He comes. Why? Because our memory is not perfect. We tend to forget, but God will remember. He will not forget your work and your labor of love. His memory is perfect. There is nothing that God does not know, and nothing that He does not remember. By the way, the only thing that God says He'll not remember are our sins when confessed. Those He will remember no more. The Bible tells us that God remembers our works, our deeds, our labors of love that are done for Him. In fact, in Mark chapter 9 and verse 41, we are told that even if we give a cold cup of water, God will remember and reward. Folks, it ought to be our motivation that God remembers you. He remembers your works, your labors of love, your benevolence, your good deeds that you have done in His name. Now the reality is, you and I may in this life go unnoticed. Our deeds may go unrecognized. No one may come to you and ever say thank you for the things that you do. No one may ever sit up and take notice, and our service may never be seen. But folks, God remembers. No one may ever know of the tears that are shed in your closet of prayer. But you realize that God knows each tear that you shed. In fact, in Psalm 56 and verse 8, it says, "Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears in thy bottle. Are they not in thy book?" You realize that God notices says those things, and he takes remembrance of those things that no one else may ever see. Our God is a righteous God, and he will remember us. Because, folks, he sees all that we do. I want you to look at a couple passages of Scripture with me that remind us of that thought. First of all, turn over with me, if you would, to 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and verse 16, verse 9. 2 Chronicles 16, look with me at verse 9. Here we read, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect for him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars." God reminds his people that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth, and he takes note of those whose heart is perfect toward him. He reminds his people that they have been foolish in what they have done, for he has seen. God takes note of what we do. Look at Psalm 33, verse 18. Psalm 33, verse 18 says, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy." God's eyes are upon us. Psalm 34, verse 15. "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ear is open unto their cry." Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 21. "For the ways of men are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings." Proverbs 15 and verse 3. "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto his prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." Again, Hebrews 6 verse 10 says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, that ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister." Folks, our God remembers us. What a wonderful truth that it is to know that the eyes of the Lord are upon us. He sees and he knows all that we do. And God says he will not forget our works and our labor of love. Our deeds may go unnoticed by men. Our actions may never be recognized. But God sees. And God remembers. He will not forget. And because of that, the Bible teaches us this truth. Because he will not forget, and because he sees, he will one day accordingly reward us. And folks, that's the second point that I want you to see. Our second motivation is that God will reward. Why do we stay motivated in the service of the Lord? How do we keep going on when the battle seems too hard, when the road seems too steep? How do we keep running the race that we might obtain the prize? What is our motivation? Well, it's not that men might reward us, because the reality is men may never know and men may forget. But God will not forget. He will remember you and he will reward you. The author here now compels us to exercise the same diligence as those who have gone before us. That's what he says in verse 11. "And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to full assurance of the hope of the end." God remembers those who serve him. God remembers our works, our labor of love. Now with diligence do likewise, because God will remember you. God will reward you. We are challenged not to be slothful or lazy in the work of the Lord, for God in due time will reward us. You know, others have gone before us. Others have fought the battles that we are now called to fight. It's our duty now to take up the banner of the cross, to be good soldiers and fight the good fight of faith. Others, by faith and patience, inherit the promises of God, and so shall we. It's a wonderful thing if you continue to read on in Hebrews, because you come to Hebrews chapter 11, in which God records for us the names of men and women who by faith served Him. In chapter 12, we are told, with great a cloud of witnesses that is there, let us run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We are called to endure, to run, that we might obtain, because our God remembers and He rewards. God has given us a great opportunity in these days to minister to the needs of others. He has called us that we might serve Him. And you and I need to be careful not to become discouraged and fall away. For God remembers our works and our labor of love as we have ministered and do minister. God is looking for a people who possess a strong faith and believe that He and with Him that all things are possible. I want you to look in your Bible, if you would, to Psalm 40 and verse 1. Psalm 40 and verse 1 this morning, just quickly. In Psalm 40 and verse 1, David reminds us of a wonderful truth as we continue on to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, a God that will remember us, one who will reward us. In Psalm 40, in verse 1, David said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall put their trust in Him. As we go through this battle that we have been called to fight, as good soldiers, we are reminded to wait patiently on the Lord. Why? For He will deliver us out of the miry clay. He sets our feet upon a rock. He establishes our goings. He puts a new song in our mouth. Folks, God has promised to reward us. And as such, it ought to motivate us in our service for Him. Before we close this morning, I want you to look with me briefly at five things that the Scripture reminds us that are our crowns, our rewards. Because the Bible has promised to reward those who serve the Lord. And there are five crowns that are given that we will be able to one day cast at the feet of our Savior. God will remember your work, your labor of love, and He will reward. And in the New Testament, there are five crowns that are given. I want you to see them with me quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 25 gives us the first. I'm going to call this the striver's crown. It says, "And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible." Paul reminds us that we are in a race, and as those who run a race, they run that they might obtain the prize. He is referring to the Olympic Games, in which they would run the race that they might be able to win a crown. Theirs was corruptible. It would fade away. But God's crown that He gives is incorruptible. It is for those that will strive. It's for those that will run the race with patience and who will strive lawfully. No, folks, God has promised that if we are willing to run the race that is set before us and to strive that we might please the Lord in all that we do, there is an incorruptible crown that He will give to us and reward us with someday. What God is looking for is those who will run the race, who will strive, who will continue to fight on for His name's sake. There are many who quit in the race. There are many who turned aside and no longer followed after the Lord because the road got too hard. It got too steep. The battle was too hard. But God says there's a crown for those who will strive. Turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. In 2 Timothy 4 and verse 8, we have what we'll call the seeker's crown. Paul writes in verse 6, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Paul says, through my life, God has given me a course. He has given me a task. He has called me to a battle. I have fought a good fight. I've completed the race. I finished the race. And through it all, I kept the faith. Why? Because his eyes were ever fixed on Jesus Christ. He was seeking him. And for him, there's a crown of righteousness. And that crown of righteousness is given to all who love his appearing. Are we seeking after him, looking unto the Lord Jesus Christ, awaiting for the glorious hope and the precious appearing? God says those who have their eyes and affections set on things above, who are seeking him, are promised a crown of righteousness. Turn over to James chapter 1 and verse 12. James chapter 1 and verse 12. Here we're told, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. James reminds us that as we serve the Lord, there are times of temptations and even times of suffering. And blessed is the man that endures. We call this the sufferer's crown. Those who are willing to go on and continue to fight, to endure through the temptations, the battles, the tests that we face, there is for them a crown of life. God promises to see, to remember, to reward. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4, we're told of a shepherd's crown. Paul is writing to the elders, to whom also he was an elder. Peter was writing to the elders. He says, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive the crown of glory that fadeth not away. There is a crown to those who answer God's call and serve as shepherds, and they are given a crown. 1 Thessalonians 2, 19 and 20 is the final crown. Paul writes and says, for what is our hope, our joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming? For ye are our glory and joy. We'll call this one the soul winner's crown. Folks, there is a crown to those who are willing to share their faith with others. Paul says, I look at you. You are my crown of rejoicing. He had labored and he had ministered and he is continuing to minister. There was a labor of love for the gospel's sake. And God says there's a reward for us as we share our faith with others. Folks, our God remembers us. And he promises to reward. Let that be our consolation. Let it be our motivation. He remembers and he rewards. This is the day that has been set aside to remember others who sacrificed and gave of themselves for us. We're to remember them. We're to remember the lives that have been given and the lives that are continually being given by those who are actively and currently serving within our military, who put themselves on the line that we might enjoy our freedom day by day. We're to remember those who have already died, who have shed their blood for our freedom. And as we remember their sacrifice, as we remember our service, folks, I want you to be reminded that you and I are also in the midst of a battle. It's not a physical one. It's a spiritual one. And you and I have been called to be servants of the Lord. We are servicemen in his army. We are called to fight the good fight of faith. We are called to go out and to engage in the battle that is before us. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We are fighting against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We don't fight this with physical things. We fight it with spiritual things. We fight through our witness. We fight through our prayer. We fight through our service. And sometimes the road seems awful hard. But God will not forget your labor of love and the work and your ministry. He remembers you. And He will faithfully reward. Everyone else may forget what you do, and your name may go unnoticed, and you may be forgotten in this world. But God won't forget. He remembers. So don't sit there, beloved, and think it's not worth serving God because no one knows. He won't forget. And He will reward. By the way, the remembrance of men fades away. But the memory of God endures forever. He'll remember you. For in that you minister for His name's sake, and that you do minister. So serve, minister, fight on, that you might obtain the prize, a striver's crown, a seeker's crown, a sufferer's crown, a shepherd's crown, and the soul winner's crown. God is willing and ready to offer to you reward, and He will not forget your labor of love. Let's pray together, please. Our Father, we thank You this morning for the opportunity to be able to come to a service such as this, set aside to learn from Thy Word, to be instructed of Thy truth. Yet, Lord, today is a special day as well, for it's a day to remember those who valiantly and bravely fought that we might enjoy the freedom that is ours. Lord, today we're reminded of even some men, some ladies that have recently been fighting for us, and some who have given the ultimate sacrifice of their life. We thank You for them. We thank You for their labor of love toward us, for our freedom. Well, Lord, we ought to be reminded that today we are also in a battle, a spiritual battle, and God is willing to remember and reward those with their labor of love, as in that we do minister and minister for His name's sake. Father, I pray that You would encourage us this morning through these thoughts, that we would remember that You remember us, that we would allow that to be our motivation, knowing that You will reward us for Your name's sake. Father, we'll thank You and praise You for this time. We ask and pray Your blessing in Jesus' name.